USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Researchers at The Ohio State University have announced a new strain of coronavirus that scientists haven't seen before. They say it's similar to a variant from the United Kingdom and that it will likely make the virus more infectious. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says the discovery of a new strain in the U.S. means that vaccination distribution becomes even more critical. He tells CNBC that if the variants gain a foothold here, we could see a perpetual infection heading into the spring and summer.
The vaccine is really our only backstop against these variants taking hold. They're not prevalent here in the United States right now. The UK and the South Africa variant, based on the reporting that we have from the sequencing work that we're doing, but they're going to build very quickly. And if we can't get more protective immunity into the population, we could be facing a situation where we have sort of perpetual infection heading into the spring and the summer as these variants get a foothold here.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief proposal Thursday with more than $400 billion in funds to battle the pandemic. The plan also includes a $1,400 direct payment for most Americans and another $440 billion to help small businesses. Biden says he plans on quickly getting financial assistance to struggling Main Street businesses.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest hit small businesses survive the pandemic, and the low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services that communities depend upon. Last week, I laid out how we'll make sure that our emergency small business relief is distributed swiftly and equitably, unlike the first time around. We're going to focus on small businesses on Main Street. We'll focus on minority-owned small businesses, women-owned small businesses, and finally having equal access to the resources they need to reopen and to rebuild.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of those possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January. And so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here. And we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capital. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's a unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
And two head coaching vacancies in the NFL being filled on Thursday. The Jacksonville Jaguars announcing the hire of Urban Meyer to be their next head man. Meyer was a college football analyst for Fox and has three national championships under his belt from his time at Florida and Ohio State. And the New York Jets have hired Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh had been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers for the last three seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.